We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Open the churches. Whose call is it? Last week, Governor Cuomo said churches could open with 10 people or less. President Trump then called churches essential and called for them to open up across the country. John Cohen is joining us live this morning, former acting undersecretary for intelligence at the Department of Homeland Security. John, whose call is it?
Good morning. Well, your question raises one of the issues that we've been wrestling with through this whole coronavirus response, and that is that state and local authorities have a recognized responsibility to protect the populace living within their states or localities. The Supreme Court decisions have affirmed their police powers and their ability to restrict the movements of people during times of crisis, in particular public health crises. At the same time, when the nation faces a national level crisis, there is an important role for the federal government to play, particularly when that crisis, as this one has, exceeds the capabilities of any individual state. So the federal government typically has an important role to play in this type of crisis in preventing the virus from being introduced in the United States by protecting the border. They certainly have authorities having to do with interstate travel. But the courts have decided that it's really the governors who have the ultimate authority to put in place measures to protect the public during a public health crisis.
John, are you currently working with a faith-based community?
Yes, I have been working with the American Jewish community, who is working on developing guidance for their houses of worship, community centers, and schools that will help inform the people who manage those facilities on how to open safely. I mean, I think, you know, everybody in the country wants to, resume life to some degree. I mean, you know, while on the one hand, I think that we can all agree that the stay-at-home measures, the social distancing measures, the hand washing, and the use of masks has had a dramatic impact in slowing the spread of a virus but we have to think about how we can resume certain activities that are a core part of our life, whether it's socializing, going out, going back to school, or worshiping, but we have to do it in a way that's safe. So the American Jewish community, as other faith-based communities, are currently evaluating what guidance should they be providing synagogues, schools, community centers, so that they can resume operations in a safe way.
How do you see this playing out, though, across the country? Is this going to get much more heated than we've already seen?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm very concerned that the polarized nature of our politics has spilled into or has taken over our crisis response. I mean, ironically, as I was getting ready for our discussion today, I was reviewing some of the material coming out from the CDC and from the Department of Homeland Security, and there's no ambiguity there, right? The CDC, Department of Homeland Security, Health and Human Services, they all are very, very clear that mass gatherings or social gatherings with large numbers of people where people are not wearing masks, where people are not socially distancing, it can be very dangerous and can facilitate the spread of this virus. And they're equally as clear that that without those measures, this virus, which we don't have a vaccine for, which we don't have a cure for, will resume spreading. So, it makes me very uncomfortable where you have sort of a political divide, where you have people who are saying, well, the president's not wearing a mask, so I'm not going to wear a mask, or people who are, you know, yelling at people in stores and chasing them out of stores because they're not wearing a mask. So we need to get the politics out of this disaster response. We need to recognize the fact that we have taken some steps over the past several months that have slowed the spread. But that said, you know, we're not even 6 months into this situation, and we have close to 100,000 Americans who have died and 1.7 million people who, you know, have, it's been confirmed, have gotten this virus. So right. This is a serious issue. This isn't the time for trivializing it or politicizing it. We need to really understand what the facts are. We need to have clear measures in place to protect our families, our loved ones, our communities, and we need to come together as a country to, you know, get a handle on all of this.
John, thank you. John Cohen joining us this morning, former acting undersecretary for intelligence at the Department of Homeland Security.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.